Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The surveys are going out in the Brian Koberger case, but surveys that it's not from the actual state or from the county for getting jurors polled. It's literally from the defense. Surveys going out to potential jurors. Don't have a copy of it to know exactly what was being asked, but questions are being asked. Ann Taylor behind this move, and the judge saying, stop, you really shouldn't be doing this. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. I don't know. I mean, I know this thing, this type of action has occurred in other cases before where surveys will go out, but it does seem a little bit bizarre that the defense is throwing them out there. It appears they're trying to make a point of saying, see, it's going to be a biased jury pool here in the county as it's, they continue to campaign for moving the trial.
Again, we've said it every single time, Tony, and I'm going to say it again right here. If you ever know anything that did anything wrong, hire her.
Yeah.
She is throwing everything at the flagpole she possibly can to have them take it down. I thought the judge did a really good job ruling on this too, or looking at it. And that is, yeah, okay, so it might be biased here, but because of the coverage it's got internationally, you're wasting your time trying to find an unbiased jury pool on this one, I think, mm-hmm. because everyone has been exposed to it.
Very much so. Taylor argued that the survey was meant to gather information of what potential jurors had already been exposed to through media, not to spread information. I mean, just the fact that she's doing this in this county, it's causing kind of a little stirrup. I'm sure people are going, did you get that survey? I got the survey. I mean, isn't that in itself kind of tainting the jury pool? I mean, or at least adding a little bit more ink to the pool of like, it's already got a lot in there, like quit putting more dye into the water.
You would think so, because she's setting herself up to do an appeal on herself.
Really? I mean, it is. It's like if you're not, it just kind of feels like a move. Like if you're not going to move this trial, we're going to try and convince you to, or find a way where you almost have to. I mean, can a defense taint the jury pool on purpose in an area that the judge wants to keep it in? I mean, I know you probably can't or shouldn't be doing that, but I mean, I guess it can be done inadvertently.
So again, so let's go to the core of what I think she's trying to do. She's trying to save his life.
Yeah.
And the way you save a life, and the way you save a life here is to have it not be unanimous on a jury.
Yeah.
And if she can get one person to say, I doubt this because of X, Y, and Z, or she can then claim that someone was tainted or biased on the jury. I mean, there's a lot of things I think she's trying to equip herself with to save his life. And yeah. So that's why I think you're seeing everything thrown out here, because I don't think she's going, I mean, realistically, from what everything we've seen, again, we don't know everything yet because it obviously is still not in jury time. I mean, in a prosecution time yet in court. But from everything we're seeing, she is going to throw everything she can at the board to try to get doubt. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's going through. She's going in the court of public doubt. And that's not public opinion on this one. I think she's going for public doubt, which is going to save a life potentially.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the goal here. I mean, and we're seeing, you know, reports that she had mentioned that the defense expects to have 400 witnesses and then a wide array of evidence. How do you have 400 witnesses? I mean, I know there's, you have a list and you know, certain ones get pulled from the list. Are we stating 400 on the list, or is she literally saying, we're going to make this one hell of a dog and pony show? And we're just, it's our time. We can call out whoever we want. I mean, it's almost like we're going to mess with the rules and the fundamentals of the, of this proceeding just to create the doubt.
Well, if you can bring 400 people and all you, I mean, think about it. If you're trying to sow doubt in someone's mind, and you throw all these people in there, well, if not this person, maybe this person, if not this person, maybe this person. So she'll just keep, and also, if you can't get all 400, and she said there's 400, she'll claim, well, prosecution said I couldn't have 400. So there's more doubt. I mean, so it's doubt, doubt, doubt. She, in my mind, is in the realm of sowing doubt.
Yeah.
And that is potentially the only thing I think that can save Koberger from the death sentence.
I mean, it feels like someone who's playing a video game and putting the cheat codes in, where it's like, oh, you suddenly have 400 extra lives? You know, it's like, what are you, like, how? Like, it's just... It just goes against logic of just how this should be proceeding on a sane level.
Great analogy. Although I don't know if it's you actually have the cheat codes that you're putting in. I think she's searching for all those cheat codes. Mm-hmm. She keeps Googling what cheat codes, what cheat codes, what cheat codes. She gets another conglomeration.
Yeah.
And she's going to throw it out there and throw them all in to see if any of those work. But again...
Yeah.
One objective, and that's save a life. I literally think that's it.
And she's good at it so far. April 17th, the hearing is going to be focusing on Koberger's possible alibi defense, and not a trial date.
Still on the alibi.
But we're still on the alibi. And last year, they did provide some brief information about a possible alibi. I mean, all they did say is that he was driving around and he likes to drive at night. But they also said that there is evidence corroborating Mr. Koberger being at a location other than the King Road address. That could mean he's across the street in his car. I mean, that's other than the King Road address if we're going to play semantics with it. But, I mean, if there was an alibi, wouldn't we know about it by now? I mean, if there was a legit something you could say... Wouldn't it have been said so they could move on with their lives and Koberger wouldn't be sitting in prison and having his name continue to be slaughtered through the media if there is an actual alibi?
You would think so. Doubt. Doubt.
Doubt. Doubt. Yep.
That's it. And so if the alibi doesn't materialize, then it gets people thinking, well, maybe there was an alibi. Maybe there was something. Again, that word maybe... is the word that I think she's really focusing on. Maybe it was this. Maybe it was this. Maybe there is an alibi. Maybe there's not an alibi. Maybe there are 600 or 400 potential people that are going to show up as witnesses. That word maybe is what I think the key to her case is, because there's nothing else that we see anyway.
Yeah, I don't know where it would possibly go. It just, it's been a great commercial for Ann Taylor as an attorney, this case so far.
And I think that's part of it as well. You know, I think... Yeah. But my cynical part of my brain is every great defense attorney is not just thinking about this case. They're thinking about the next case they'll get based on this case.
Want to listen ad-free? want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.